producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friday of October, the Doug Steffen program on the air with Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler. We're going to give him a shot of something, Jennifer, so he feels better.
How about I know. I'm worried shot. About both of you. He's sick. You're a little tired.
I'm a little tired because I had a little sleep.
Yeah.
I'm serious about that. I have to be here to celebrate Halloween.
Halloween Eve.
Yeah. Halloween
right?
Eve it is.
Yes, All
it
Hallows is. Eve Eve.
John Fogerty brings us the Eye of the Zombie. Where is Roberta when we need her?
She loves those zombies.
Oh, my God. What is there about zombies? Why are people so fascinated with zombies and people sucking blood out of somebody else's neck?
Yeah, I should deal with the government. I don't need to have zombies in my spare time. Come on.
Speaking of the government, Paul Ryan has become the 54th Speaker of the House. He's only 45.
I know.
From Wisconsin, has been in Washington all of his basic career. He got out of school. He went and served as a congressman's aide and then worked his way up. And now I think it will suit him. I think what he's doing now will suit him for his further interest, which is to be president someday.
I think he has those aspirations.
Yes. Yep. And he might be a pretty good one, in
fact.
Don't you see how it's going to be? Tough, though, to go from Speaker because the House is so divided that there are going to be so many factions that just hate him.
Well, and so many people say
together.
Yes, people are saying he's the only one that can do it. So there is a lot of pressure on him because if he can't, then he looks like a failure.
Well, but he said that he was going to do things differently, completely sort of drawing a line in the sand from what Boehner did in all his backroom doors and open the process up the way it used to be so that there was order. Organization. There was a process and a procedure to get a bill through the House and then send it to the Senate, and then they do whatever they have to do to come together on. They send it over to be signed or vetoed.
We should play the Bill song. Remember that one?
The Bill song.
Yeah.
Bill.
The Bill. I go with
from
the Congress.
Fifth dimension?
Blah, blah, blah. No, it was like a kid's song about how bills pass.
I'm just a bill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that. And Kenny's got a cold. He can't sing it.
All right. Maybe so you could find it.
Karen, if you can find it, help yourself. Meanwhile, people reviewing, we on Fridays normally review the top 10 talk topics. They are listed in the poll place at DougSteffen.com. Tell us which one you think is number one. I think for all practical purposes, the number one thing, the debate, may be a good one to sort of rally around. There is a lot of criticism. The debate moderators were not good enough for the job. And there have been other talk show hosts who have focused on the folks, the NBC crowd, maybe highlighted by MSNBC, which is not exactly favorable to Republicans.
Would have been better than CNBC, though.
Well, it would have at least been in the know, CNBC. I don't even... Why did they... Does anybody know why CNBC was picked?
Well, that's what part of what's going on now is that the candidates are actually now ticked at the Republican National Committee.
As well they ought to be.
And Rance Priebus, who, you know, negotiated, said they can only participate... Well, because do you remember, and I had forgotten about this, but in 2008, when there was during 2012, during the last election, the candidates participated in like 26 debates or something like that.
Yeah.
It were Democrats and Republicans, both sides.
Yeah.
And so Priebus said you can only participate in our sanctioned debates. You can't participate in all these little ones, or you won't be invited to participate in the big ones.
Really?
And so,
who is he to make that determination?
He's forcing their hand on what they can do.
Well, you know what it does.
Negotiates these crazy debates.
It plays into your theory. Will you explain again? Yesterday, I was somebody asked me last night. Where the heck was I? That someone asked me. Because of what? I brought my car over to be serviced, and the guy who runs the shop said to me, "Well, what do you think about the debate?" And he said, "I know what you do for a living, and I thought you probably would be talking about it." And I, I laid on him the theory that you laid on me. As a matter of fact, I laid it on a couple of people three or four times yesterday because it makes nothing but sense.
Spreading the word.
Yes.
And it's always good to go, what debate, when someone asks you that question. Yeah. You go, what? There was a debate?
Yeah.
So the theory that's been going around is that the GOP is so set on not having one of those anti-establishment candidates like Donald Trump, Ben Carson, or Carly Fiorina that they would rather see Hillary Clinton in the White House than one of the anti-establishment GOP candidates, one of their not endorsed candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've sort of worked this through Boehner and Obama's relationship, which actually is a good one, even though it seems like it's not. They have done a lot of deals together that aren't so great for the American people.
They,
and so
they're trying to smoke, quit smoking together.
Well, okay. So, and they tried self-tanning, but it only worked for Boehner, apparently. Turned orange.
Really well, though.
He got it all, I think.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to look like Obama.
So what happened before Boehner left is he was talking about how he was going to clean the barn and he was going to leave it nice and ready for Paul Ryan to come in. Well, he finally got a budget together, which is good news. But at 11:45 p.m., almost midnight on Monday, he tacked something extra to that budget, and that is the unlimited use of being able to raise the debt ceiling at the president's discretion, willy-nilly, for the next 2 years without even having to present it to Congress. And by doing this, what the GOP and John Boehner have essentially done is handed the election over to the Democrats, because if Hillary Clinton goes up and she's going to be on that debate stage, any Republican's going to start to try to run on the economy, because that's how you get the American people to vote for you. And Hillary Clinton will now be able to say, look, this is your economy, these are your guys that signed this budget, and you raised the debt ceiling, and now it's all on the Republicans.
Mm-hmm. So is this a part of what's been negotiated? Is this deal a fait accompli, and is this part of the deal? That is, the ability the president has to raise the debt anytime he wants to. Is that going to be...
Think about how Obama went along so quickly with
No, but I'm talking about, did it get through all of the processes in the House so that it's now actually in a bill? They now know what went on. They could have taken it out.
Right. As far as I know, it was, and I heard that Rand Paul was going to filibuster yesterday.
Yeah, 20 minutes he did.
Yeah, but I mean, that
20
was
minutes, that was it.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah, went right through the House,
question,
right through the Senate.
My question, it did. So it's all set. Yeah, okay. So what's that all about? Maybe that gives you a lot of food for thought with Jennifer's idea.
Still in control.
Yeah, right.
There is
commentary, opinion, and stories. That's what the Doug Steffen Good Day program is all about. 13 and change past the hour here on Friday Good Day. Happy Halloween!
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Jane Applegate with another small business tip. Focus more on your business and job out tasks like finding a store to pack and ship for you, or even hiring someone to pick up your laundry. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. The most vivid video of the day. This is not our video of the day, but it's a video worth watching, depending on whether you're going on a flight. This is about the last thing I saw when I left the house yesterday, was this 767 on fire at the Fort Lauderdale Airport.
That always makes you feel good, right?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your tray table
well,
up in your watch.
There was only one person who was seriously hurt. There were 100 and some odd others on the plane. I think this was a charter plane on its way from Fort Lauderdale down to South America. I'm not sure which country it was going to. Not important to the story. What's important is that this older 767-200 had not been properly maintained. That is, and these are simple things. The fuel line wasn't reattached properly when they were doing a service or a maintenance check. So as the pressure was applied, as the engine, the acceleration takes place, or as the engine is, I suppose vernacular is, wind up the engine, as the throttle is being opened up and the engine's going faster, the pressure on the line causes it to explode. And it's feeding all this jet fuel, which is basically diesel fuel, kerosene, into the jet, and of course it's going to explode. All that heat. And it didn't take long at all for that side of the plane to become encumbered. I listened to some of the back and forth with the pilot and air traffic control, the ground control. It was really quite good. That whole thing, much like another incident that took place fairly recently, and I'm trying to remember where that was, where the pilot acted quickly and smartly, and everybody got out of the plane. There was no real serious. I mean, one person, as I said, is in pretty tough shape because of burns. But that whole plane... Man, as fast as those things happen, that explosion could have killed everybody on that plane fast. So they acted quickly. Apparently the services at the airport were good, and people were taken care of. The airport was shut down for about 3.5 hours. 50-some-odd flights were delayed. Another bunch were canceled. But it just shows you, this is a world we're so used to everything working well. And it doesn't really make any difference what we're talking about. Whether it's getting on a plane and having to take off on time, you just assume everything's going to be great. Or whether it's your car, or whether it's a bus, or a train, or, the sending off by NASA of these little refrigerator-sized satellite things that go out and look over the moons of Jupiter. I mean, these things are all just technology subject to whether you're having a good day or a bad day when they were assembled. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. And so when we find that things do function so well, that most things are built well enough or cared for well enough, so you never have these hitches, when something happens, people say, oh, wow, look at that. I remember when the side blew off of that plane going from one island to another in Hawaii, and people say, oh, my God, what's happening? These planes are blah, blah, blah. There were 5,000 planes just like this. So one of them had a problem, and it wasn't the plane's problem. It was the fact that it was where they the parking of the planes in Hawaii. This is a Hawaii-based airline. They're all covered with salt. That's what's going to happen in that circumstance. 21 after the hour.
Oh, owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Now 23 after the hour in the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have some monologue madness from the late night show, and then a little Halloween comedy that might be fun, hopefully. Conan O'Brien starts us off with a joke about Donald Trump.
During last night's debate, Donald Trump said he would feel more comfortable if his own employees brought firearms to work. Yeah, when they heard that, many of Trump's Hispanic employees said, no problemo.
Stephen Colbert joked about the presidential debate as well.
Did you guys watch the debate on CNBC last night? I'm so sorry. I did watch it. It managed to thread the needle between confusing and boring. But if I'm going to talk about the debate, it's now or never, though never is a tempting option. Okay, and I blame the moderators, because it started on the very first question.
This series of debates is essentially a job interview with the American people. And in any job interview, you know this, you get asked, what's your biggest weakness? So in 30 seconds, what is your biggest weakness, and what are you doing to address it?
Yes, they open with the one question that no one in human history has ever answered honestly.
And Seth Meyers joked about presidential candidates, but more of a focus on Halloween.
Halloween is this weekend, and a lot of politicians are already wearing their costumes. Bernie Sanders as Doc Brown. Paul Ryan is going as Eddie Munster. And Jeb Bush is going as former presidential candidate Jeb Bush.
So mean.
His dinner. All right, so now let's see if we can have some fun with a couple of these comedy cuts. First one, Jerry Seinfeld talks about the Superman costume that he always wanted to have.
So 1 year, third year, finally got it. Superman costume. Not surprisingly. Mask included in the set. Remember the rubber band on the back of that mask? That was a quality item there, wasn't it? It was good for about 10 seconds before it snapped out of that cheap little staple they put it in there with. Thinnest gray rubber in the world. You go to your first house, trick or snap, it broke, I don't believe it. So I had my Superman Halloween costume. I was physically ready. I was mentally prepared. And I assume when I put this costume on, I would probably look exactly like the Superman I had come to know on television and in the movies. Now, you remember these costumes. It's not exactly the super fit that you are hoping for. You look more like you're wearing Superman's pajamas is what you look like. It's all loose and flowing. You got that flimsy little ribbon string holding it together in the back. Plus, my mother makes me wear my winter coat over the costume anyway. I don't recall Superman wearing a jacket.
Superman's...
I had to pause. What happened to those costumes? You remember those?
Yeah.
They were like plastic aprons that you tied on over yourself with the plastic mask on your face.
All right, here's Eddie Murphy doing some stand-up when he was 21.
You ever sit behind this couple in the movie theater? The guy and the girl sit down, and the girl say, "Now, you've seen this before. Don't tell me what's going to happen, okay? Just let me sit here and enjoy it. Because you always do that. You always tell me what happened, all right?
Just be cool, baby. I ain't going to tell you what's going to happen.
Just let me watch this. Is she going to die? That's all I want to know. Don't tell me nothing else happened. And go to a horror movie with girls, and girls be covering their face up. It's like, that paid $4. She better watch the movie.
$4 for a movie.
It's like to go to see a horror movie that I already seen, you know. And the girl's going, is the eye's going to get ripped out? No, and they get ripped out. She's going, what are you doing? I'm going to have bad dreams. I'm going to have bad dreams. I can't watch that now. I'm going to have bad dreams. And go home and have bad dreams. I don't have bad dreams. Once you, I'm 21 now. When you become a man...
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2255, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2255.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Such a good day to be with you. Kenny Kessler, well, wishes he's going to take the weekend off, which is a good thing. And maybe he'll get rid of that cold that he has. I can't imagine being in Southern California and getting a cold. I'm in Southern California, and I am cold. So that's because the window's open and the fan's blowing on me.
mine followed me from the Czech Republic, and I'm going to try to knock it out this weekend, too.
Get rid of that.
Some kind of nasties.
Get rid of those nasties. Speaking of nasties, Ben Carson.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
He's not nasty.
No, but he has an argument with his church.
Oh.
He's a Seventh-day Adventist, and their policymaking body voted against ordaining women, and he thinks it's a huge mistake. And I agree with him. It's a huge mistake not to bring women into everything. And it just shows you kind of the backwardness. I don't know much about Seventh-day Adventism.
I don't either.
Is that the right way of referring? Yeah. But to anybody out there, Seventh-day Adventist, 888-302-3684. And they are Christians of sorts. I wonder how close they are. I always confuse them with Jehovah's Witnesses. And I think Jehovah's Witnesses are much more sharp. Is that...
Well, I think Jehovah doesn't have a lot of fun. They don't celebrate birthdays.
No.
They have to walk around to people's houses. Seventh-day Adventist is Protestant. And
But they are Saturday worshipers,
right?
Are they not? Yeah.
It's distinguished by its observance of Saturday, the seventh day of the week, in Muslim, Christian, and Jewish calendars as the Sabbath. And its emphasis on the imminent second coming of Jesus Christ. The denomination grew out of the Miller Lite movement. No, I'm just kidding, not Miller Lite. The Millerite movement.
I'll drink to that.
I'm in the Miller Lite movement there, in the Millerite movement in the U.S. during the mid-19th century. It was established in 1863. Among its founders, a woman, Ellen White, whose extensive writings are still held in high regard in the church.
So why don't they let women... become ministers.
Well, here we continue.
Yes, please continue.
Thank you, Wikipedia. They are evangelical Protestant Christian teachings. So they believe in the Trinity, the infallibility of the Scripture, unconscious state of the dead. So the dead are just sleeping. And the doctrine of an investigative judgment.
The infallibility of Scripture.
Oh, listen, you might like this religion here. Hold on.
I might.
The church is also known for its emphasis on diet and health, its holistic understanding of the person, its promotion of religious liberty, and its, conservative principles and lifestyles. You probably wouldn't like that so much. But you like the diet and the health.
Well, I don't like churches or anybody telling me what to do in my private life because it's nobody else's business. So I don't, whatever the religion is, not likely I'd be a member of any religion anyway because I don't cotton to the sort of control mechanism that is used. So that aside, what I do think is that, and I've said this 100,000 times, if you find something, whether it's a religion or an item, an object, some being that makes your life better, then that's, if you feel like you have to worship something, then worship whatever it is that gets your life into the better, the best place it possibly could be. And it could be a thought. It could be anything. So anyway, but the Seventh-day Adventist came from the fact that on the seventh day, you're supposed to worship. And in their mind, it was Saturday and it wasn't Sunday. So isn't it interesting that the Jewish religion and the Muslim religion also take Saturday as their holy days?
And this one's kind of tied to Jewish beliefs. They adhere to kosher laws, which is kind of interesting. They abstain from
the health stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they abstain from pork, shellfish, and unclean animals. They don't like alcohol, tobacco, or illegal drugs. Boring. And some Adventists avoid coffee, tea, cola, and caffeine.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Good. All right, so that's good clarification of what it's all about and an understanding more on the Ben Carson side of things.
Oh, one more really weird thing? Sorry.
Yeah.
You should never ask me to do research because I just get excited.
Okay.
The pioneers of the Adventist Church had a lot to do with the common acceptance of breakfast cereals in the Western diet.
Huh?
Isn't that weird? They brought in John Harvey Kellogg was one of the early founders of Adventist health work. His development of breakfast cereals as a health food led to the founding of Kellogg's by his brother William.
Billion-jillion-dollar business.
Flakes. I don't know if that's what he intended, but...
Yeah, right. So, let's travel over to the Middle East for a little bit.
Hold on, let me get on my plane. Hold on.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Ready.
The Americans who are going over there to fight ISIS, we are now discussing and debating in policy circles in our country whether or not to put boots on the ground. Well, we already have boots on the ground because someone went in and rescued those 70 hostages last week.
The dirty secret is that there are 3,000 boots on the ground in Iraq. They're just not activated. They're not being given the order to go. So,
well, apparently there are that many former U.S. soldiers who are mercenaries who are over there fighting ISIS along with the Kurds and others who are in Syria. I was looking at the story of a fellow named Randy Roberts who is over there fighting. He's a former Green Beret, I think. He's out of the service, but he went over there and went to battle this group. He said that ISIS and the slaughter of innocent people motivated him to go join the fight. I don't know who's paying him, whether he's... I mean, those people are over there, and the big companies... This is not a dark secret. He used to use the term dark secret. One of the darkest secrets are all of these paramilitary organizations...
And they're contracting
that have
people.
Become big companies, corporates, corporations that are making millions and millions of dollars... and the troops get paid twice as much as they did when they were doing the same thing in uniform.
Yeah.
They just go over and or wherever they are called. There are a lot of our bodyguards for Middle Eastern potentates. That's big business.
Potentate.
That's what they are.
I know. I love that word. Potentate. Yeah. I had a friend, well, loose friend, during the Iraq War, who was actually contracted, left the military and was contracted, and made $100,000 in less than a year to just go over and protect and do what he couldn't talk about what he did.
No.
But, I mean, there's a lot of secretive stuff and a lot of companies willing to pay a lot of people to do a lot of sketchy things, I think.
Yeah. How many people were following what was going on with that blimp yesterday? Actually, yeah. I think it took place on Wednesday, didn't it?
It did, 2 days ago, yes.
The blimp. So now they're trying to get it out. It was a radar blimp, belonged to the United States Army, therefore it belonged to you and me.
It's a big blimp. It was the size of a football field.
Broke free from his mooring in Maryland, drifted all the way to north central Pennsylvania, where it the moorings got caught on trees and power lines, and that's what brought it down and knocked a lot of power out for a lot of people in that area as well. But it seemed awfully bizarre. The whole thing seems really bizarre. I'm not clear on how this thing broke free, other than bad management, bad handling of it. Is there another reason? Kenny usually knows around and stuff like that. Is there any other reason?
I don't know if they've determined what happened.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they have. At least publicly they haven't said. It's pretty embarrassing, though.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
Can you imagine the guy that let that thing go?
It's just like, what do you go? How do you go? If it's up in the air, how do you go retrieve it? It's not like you send a helicopter after it.
I know. I'd equate it to two really small things. But like when you, as a woman, you wear jewelry, and sometimes that jewelry, if it's loose, when you're getting ready to flush the toilet, it kind of falls in just as you flush, and that feeling where you go, oh, because you're trying to like will this ring to come back into your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe when you send an email and you press send before you're ready. And
then.
Yeah, it's like trying to, that feeling of trying to get something back that is just out of grasp.
Yeah, right. So, somebody made a mistake, I guess. Maybe we can chalk it up to that.
Pretty bad.
Somebody made a mistake. But the other thing is, if there were, nobody really challenged it and tried to bring it down. Let's say it's a blimp that gets released by some Russian ship 200 miles off the coast of any country that doesn't like us, and in it is something, some kind of a bomb or some surveillance thing. How do you know where it comes from? It's not like they were marking. I don't think, I looked at the picture, I didn't see any markings that said U.S. Army on it. Did I miss something? Was there a big U.S. Army insignia on the side of that blimp?
I guess probably not.
I don't think there was.
I didn't see anything on it.
No. So, what again, me and my playing devil's advocate, what happens if something, if some of the people that we don't like or don't like us try a stunt like that and just let it go and see where it goes? And who knows what could be inside of it? A big payload? I'm just asking. I'm just saying. You know what I mean, boys and girls? 18 before the hour, Uri Geller joins us from Israel in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Get a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Those pesky winter colds have to do with our DNA. A recent Cambridge University study found that up to 25% of our genes inflame in the winter. There are things we can do to alleviate some of the illness, and it starts with something super simple. Dr. Carrie Peterson has tips.
We all know how important it is to brush our teeth, but picking the right toothpaste is very important. I love that I can take charge of my oral health with Colgate Total Daily Repair Toothpaste. It helps reverse and repair early teeth and gum damage, helps reverse gingivitis, and remineralizes weakened enamel. And what else I love? It keeps working even after you brush.
But what about staying healthy in the cooler weather?
Colds are no match for Coldies cold remedy products. The classic cherry lozenges are clinically proven to shorten your cold by almost half the time. The quick melts provide relief to multiple cold symptoms. And as the number one pharmacist recommended brand, it's my number one go-to brand.
If you do get sick, there's fever relief waiting in Be Cool soft gel sheets.
These disposable non-medicated sheets can cool your body down for up to 8 hours, and kids love them. Each adhesive sheet has Disney characters on it.
More at videopump.tv.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have my friend Uri Geller. And notice that Jennifer usually stays out of the conversation, so does Kenny, because they don't want to.
I don't want to interrupt your time.
Of our
we love
conversation.
Uri.
All right, so Uri, I was just off. My mind is it operates sometimes, as you know, is somewhat bizarre. That's a, one of my favorite words from you, bizarre. There's a celebration, I use that term loosely over here, called Halloween. Do you remember when you were in the States that people celebrated Halloween and it was all about spooks and goblins and spirits and things? And mostly people didn't understand the impact. When I was a kid, I never understood the impact of spirits and or spirit and how what really is sort of poked fun at Halloween is, in fact, for many people, very real. And I wondered if you ever, because you deal with people's minds, and the things that you were doing when you first came to America in the 70s were very much focused on the mind and it matters. And so I guess I'm wondering about your first Halloween celebration and how you approached it.
Well, first of all, Doug, I guess Halloween has been merchandised worldwide.
Wow.
Because you'll find the orange pumpkins in Israel, England, Germany, Italy, France, probably in India too, and Japan. The merchandising and the franchising of these holidays is huge business. You're covering, we're talking about tens of billions of dollars.
Oh yeah. Do they do trick or treat in Israel? Will somebody come to your house this weekend and do trick or treat?
I don't think that's going to happen in Israel, but just when I left London a few days ago, some children came up to us for trick or treat, and it's all about money, you know, give us some more money and so on. So you never know who is doing the begging today, whether
I like that trick or treat. All about
you
money.
Know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah, forget the candy. Let's go with the cash.
Mm.
Yeah, it's no more candy. Come on, it's money. That's what they want. But overall, I think that it is a celebration of the spirit, which means we are going back to, you know, ancient times where American Indians believed that the spirit of the dead goes out of the body and seeds other stars in the universe. And by the way, we have to go back 5,000 years. I actually live in Jaffa, in old Jaffa, that is 5,000 years old, which means that where I live, at the time, 5,000 years ago, the pyramids of Giza were being built. Mm-hmm. And already then, Doug, the ancient Egyptians, don't ask me how, but this is a superior knowledge, maybe they got it from an extraterrestrial source, they believed that when they bury the dead, they had to carve and dig a little channel, a little pipe from the tomb itself to the surface of the pyramid, which will allow the spirit of the dead pharaoh to catapult out from the tomb and reach the stars and seed the stars. Don't you find that fascinating that 5,000 years ago they already talked and knew about the energy of the human mind or the human body?
Are you? Well, so, I hear something that's very synchronistic. This is really bizarre. The lady in my life, Meredith, about whom you hear me speaking, is at this very moment doing a tour of that very pyramid. She's in Cairo, and she's at today. Actually, what time is it there? It's mid-afternoon. I think she's in the same time zone you are, so it's mid-afternoon there now, right?
Well, you just gave me goosebumps, because there is no doubt that there's a triangle operating here. Probably your lady in the Giza pyramid was so fascinated and at awe at what she's seeing that you and I have felt it, and that's why I brought the topic, because the pyramids have nothing to do with Halloween. I don't know why I said it.
Yeah, well, there you go. Bing, bang, boom. You know what? There's something else that you and I have experienced together, and what I found out in nosing around where Halloween actually came from, the Eve of All Hallows, first celebrated in England by the Druids. You know where Stonehenge is, and all of those Druid mounds that are all over the place down there? Remember those?
Of course. I have a circle of Stonehenge in my own garden in England, and the rumor has it that the builder or the person who constructed the house, someone brought those stones that were actually taken from Stonehenge probably 50, 60 years ago. You could then walk into Stonehenge and touch the stones. You can't do it anymore. But I have the circle of Stonehenge in my own garden in Little Sonning-on-Thames, where just George Clooney just bought a house. So he'll be feeling that energy.
That's it. It's all about energy. That's what it's all about. Check out Uri's energy. Take advantage of all the great things he has on his website. Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Polesky of the Polesky Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Let's go here, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, and with us in the technology corner here, Tech Talk, is Kim Gerritsen, who has a company called Realizing Innovation. We're going to talk about innovation because Apple TV is out today. What does Realizing Innovation do, Kim?
So I consult retailers like Best Buy, Target, Home Depot, and technology companies on how to realize and advance innovation across everything consumer-related.
What would be an example of that?
An example would be an e-commerce site normally just wants you to buy stuff. Mm-hmm. Why don't you embed software that I'm working on that simply asks people for permission to send them an email, like if there's a sale or a product's out of stock, when it comes back in stock, et cetera. So I'm working with that software company to do that.
All right, got it. Okay, understand. So we'll get to the Apple TV as it premieres today and discuss how it will work with Kim Gerritsen here on Good Day in just a matter of moments.
Women's sexual health and wellness has become a hot topic. Over 53 million women have concerns about their sexual function, and the discussion is becoming more mainstream. With so many resources for men facing similar issues, now there's something for women, too. Newell's Chief Scientific Officer, Dr. Leah Millhiser, has the solution.
Finally, a reason to get excited. Fiera Arouser for Her is a brand new, first-of-its-kind product that is proven to increase arousal and desire in women. Fiera was developed by a team of sexual health experts who focused on the complex and unique sexual response of women, taking into account the physiological and emotional factors that can impact a woman's readiness and interest in sex. Fiera, worn for a few minutes before sexual activity, enhances blood flow to the genital region and increases lubrication, preparing a woman for sex without drugs or hormones. Fiera is a new, scientifically proven option for women who are concerned about or wish to increase their level of sexual desire and arousal.
For more, go to Fiera.com.
When you buy Napa's 5-gallon 90th anniversary bucket for $2.99, almost anything you can stuff in it is 20% off. Like shop towels, grease guns, buffing pads, spark plugs, tire brush, ice scrapers, and glass cleaner. That's a bucket load of stuff. So pick up a Napa bucket for $2.99 today and start saving 20% on anything you can fit inside. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, minimum 3 items, some exclusions apply. Offer good while supplies last.
Tech Talk time here on Good Day. Kim Gerritsen is with us, and the focus is on Apple TV. What seems to be the biggest problem? The people that have been reviewing this, and I'm guessing you're one of them, Kim, have been ripping this apart. I saw something. As a matter of fact, I think we were talking about it here earlier in the week, that Siri, or is this a different thing, Kenny? We talked about Siri going away after the 3-month trial. This is a different.
No, she won't answer music questions after your 3-month Apple Music subscription expires.
Yeah. All right.
But Siri will help you find what to watch. The rub in the reviews that I'm seeing are that Siri only helps you find what to watch on Netflix, HBO, Showtime, and Hulu. Siri can't find anything on YouTube, CBS, ABC, NBC, PBS, etc. I expect that to change.
Why, though? Is that because of some business arrangement that Apple has with the people who say yes and the people who don't fit in or who they don't have a business arrangement with?
I'd say that's a possibility, but also Apple wanted to get this product out before holiday, and maybe their software engineers just didn't engineer the way to dig into those other networks in this version.
So what is Apple TV? How does it work? If you have some Apple, probably got an iPhone, or you've got an iPad, or maybe you got a Mac laptop, well, how does this work?
Apple TV is a little box, a little bit bigger than a pack of cigarettes, $149, connected to your TV, and it lets you watch HD TV on your television set with the video coming from the internet. So you could cut the cord on your cable subscription if you just wanted to watch internet delivered TV. Now, of course, you have to have a great internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited about it because I've used the old Apple TV, I've used Roku, Amazon Fire, etc., and search is awful. The remote controls, I'm fumble fingers, and you have to type one letter at a time to try to search for something to watch. Hopefully, Siri is going to become my best friend when I watch TV, and I can.
Life is tough for you when you're Kim Gerritsen. If Siri's going to be your best friend, I'm feeling a little bad for you, Kim. However, it sounds like intriguing. It sounds like Amazon and Hulu, those sort of things, rolled into Apple. 59 past on Good.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.